lunches or any of that kind of stuff. We spend money on the basics.
Not only the basics, but we spend money on new technology to help make programming more accessible to you through apps and websites and other stuff. And we have less than 1 minute now to meet our match. Less than a minute, folks. Don't wait. 877-500-5266. Now is the time. Not any other time. Now is it. KBOO.FM. You can make your contribution online. Again, also a safe and secure way, and you can do that from anywhere on planet Earth. Our telephone number is toll-free anywhere in the lower 48 United States. 877-500-5266. You are the community in community radio. We cannot do this without your support.
Don't leave your match at the altar.
We've got less than 10 seconds left to make that match. 877-500-5266. Don't drink that next cup of coffee. Call right now, and thank you so much.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, May 11th, 2015. We're still in the middle of our spring membership drive, and we're having fun. We want you to join us, have fun, and get the job done all at the same time here at KBOO. You're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, of course, at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. If it's not your community radio, then whose is it? Well, we have a very, very exceptional guest today. Ray McGovern will be joining us. I spoke to him earlier today. He was on his way to be part of the sentencing 4 months after a jury returned a guilty verdict on government charges. Jeffrey Sterling gave classified information to New York Times reporter James Ryson. Sterling, a former CIA officer, is scheduled to be sentenced at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Sentencing Judge Leonie Brinkema is set for 2 p.m. We are set for pretty much right now as soon as we get Ray on the line joining us. Ray McGovern, as many listeners may be already aware, is a retired CIA analyst turned political activist and speaker. He chaired the National Intelligence Estimates in the 1980s. I could go on, and I will go on the web. We'll be posting all of that on the KBOO website. But right now, I want to welcome Ray McGovern to the KBOO airwaves this morning. Good morning, Ray. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. If I see a police officer, I'm going to have to get off here because I'm driving.
Okay, great. Well, it's always good to be careful when you see a police officer these days. You know, they could shoot you. You don't know. Okay, you're on your way to the sentencing. It's been 4 months now. Jeffrey Sterling and is about to, I guess you could even call it, go so far as to say, face off with Leonie Brinkema, the judge, who is about tell the world what America really looks like. This, too, at a time when the rest of the world is evaluating the United States record on human rights. So if this were not an important time, I don't know what else is. Can you talk a little bit about what the issue is and what is bringing you, why this is so critical, why so many people of your caliber, of your stature, are converging on Alexandria, Virginia today?
Well, it's a First Amendment issue, really. I sat through the trial. The evidence was far from conclusive. It was very, very circumstantial. In a word, James Ryson, who wrote the story that was supposed to have been leaked by Jeffrey Snowden, he and Jeffrey were seen to be on the telephone many times, but never was it shown that they discussed this particular issue that was involved. So, if you're on the telephone 17 times with someone on unrelated issues, but something else comes up, and you get a very defense-friendly jury in the most hanging part of of our judicial system, namely Alexandria, Virginia, well, you can make a sacrificial lamb out of Jeffrey Snowden, and you can warn everybody else, do not under any circumstances talk with James Risen. That's the kiss of death. Do not talk to any person who might handle leaked information that the American people need to know. So it's really, really pernicious. Sterling has been convicted of very flimsy evidence, and now we're going to see what the judge decides needs to happen with respect to his sentencing. And we know that General Petraeus, who did much more heinous crimes and lied to the FBI about it, he got off with a wrist slap. We all expect Jeffrey Sterling to get much more severe treatment, and that just ain't fair.
No, it's a mixed mockery of our whole justice system, which pretty much is in tatters right now anyway. This sentencing judge, Leonie Brinkman, do you have any sense of what her track record has been and what she how she's likely to see the situation?
Well, the lawyers say that they're thinking in terms of 20 years, something like that, which is a scandal. But that's what they do with people who they want to make an example of. That's what they do. So equal justice under the law, you know, that's sort of passé. That's just like taking the Constitution seriously and not considering it sort of quaint or obsolete, as many of those torture lawyers described it.
Yeah, the Constitution is quaint and obsolete when it suits one's purpose, it seems. But then the neocons constantly bang the constitutional drum to drown out more reasonable of voices. Well, 20 years, that is extreme and extraordinary. Obviously, it'll be appealed. In an appeals court, where the flimsiness, the ridiculousness of this whole case, and the fact, too, that it is, this is a First Amendment rights issue, this is a free speech issue, I would imagine, I would like to think that an appeals court might take a harder look at this presumptive evidence. What are the chances of that?
Well, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't really see the judiciary as being a very independent part of our government these days. All one has to do is say, 9/11, 9/11, terrorism, 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 9/11, infringement on human, human rights. Well, that's necessary. 9/11, terrorism. Now the judges themselves are scared. This particular judge, they're all scared. And what do? They defer to the executive. And the Congress is just as bad, and deferring to the executive and the so-called oversight committees are now appropriately called overlook committees. So we have, when I was in grammar school, I learned about three independent branches of government that were a check on one another. We don't have that anymore. So in answer to your question, I'm not sure that any appeals court would reverse this conviction.
So, from a legal point of view, this it looks bad, and I'm wondering too about the effect of this case on journalism, on the media, mainstream media, if it's completely corrupted and co-opted. But
I was just going to say there are a lot of good things happening. Cy Hirsch has an article out today about the real truth of that raid on Abbottabad to kill that old guy, Osama bin Laden. He was crippled. He didn't have a weapon. Everything was made up. It was all a crock, as we say in the Bronx, okay? Not only that, but you've got other very courageous people coming forward, and they can come forward these days with these highly sophisticated electronic means. So I think there's more hope than seems at the first blush. It's just that we're going to have to wait a while for this 9/11 terrorism hysteria to get us back to reality and realize that if we're going to keep our democracy, we have to escape incipient fascism, and that's what I call what we have now, incipient fascism. fascism.
It is indeed. Anything else you'd like to leave listeners with before we have to let you go?
Well, I guess just those of you who hold people in the light, as my Quaker friends do, I would ask you to hold Jeffrey Sterling in the light in these next crucial hours when he is going to be given a sentence that, no matter how light it is, certainly better than probation that General Petraeus got. Let's remember, Petraeus, in giving his mistress access to those age folders, they had the names of all our clandestine agents in Afghanistan. They had code word material. They had transcripts of his conversations with the President of the United States. Now, what did he get? He get a wrist slap. Oh, he did get fined $100,000. I should forget to mention that. But you know what? He makes $130,000 for an hour of speaking around his country. So it cuts into that one speech. He still gets $30,000.
And so, probably that's a fraction of what he'll get for in advance for the book he'll write about it, right?
Well, the book is small potatoes. He's already working for one of these, big Wall Street firms. And that's what it comes down to, people like Petraeus and the others. They not only need the power and the fame, but they need the money, or they perceive they need the money. And Petraeus is sitting pretty high. He's not been dismissed from his Wall Street perch, nor will he be.
I do want to ask you one final question. The New York Times should, in fact, go to bat and defend both Jeffrey Sterling and James Risen in this case. What presence has the New York Times been throughout of this?
Well, during the trial, it was revealed by none other than Condoleezza Rice, who was the National Security Assistant at the time, that when the New York Times was told about Risen having this story, the Times did what it now does, and that is it went to the White House and said, "Oh gosh, hello, you think we should? We like all the news that's fit to print. We like to, ordinarily speaking, print this, but can we?" And Bush said, "No, you can't." Okay. Now, James Risen had his book ready. And he was turned down from publishing anything in the Post for 14 months, to include the period when Bush was going for re-election. So then it comes to be December 2005, more than a year after the 2004 election, and Risen goes to his superiors at the Times. He says, "This is a little embarrassing. You're paying me big bucks to be an investigative reporter. I got this really good book coming out, but
and that was it. We're totally out of time. I apologize for that. Okay. We're in the middle of our membership drive, so I cannot thank you enough for joining us. Huge story Wednesday, be at City Hall. If you want to save the historic Washington Park Reservoir, more on that story tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Now we talk to Pear and Liz in membership room. Good morning. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hi. Hi, Chris. We're happy to be here, too. Say good morning, Pear.
Good morning, Pear. Yes, I have some names. Let me get these names.
Wait, before you do the names, we got to give the phone number.
The number.
We're in the middle of our spring membership drive, and it's time for you to pick up the phone and show your support for KBOO by calling 877-500-5266, or you can go online at kboo.fm, just like some of the folks Pear's going to tell us
about.
That's
right. I want to thank Susan from Portland, who is a renewing member.
Yay, Susan!
And Sharon from Camas, who is a new member.
Yay, Sharon from Camas!
And then who else here? Terry is a renewing member from Portland.
Yay, Terry!
And James is renewing from Portland.
Yay, James!
And Bill is renewing from Portland.
Go, Bill!
And Joe is renewing from Portland.
Go,
thank you,
Joe.
One and all. Part of the KBOO family. And so that's what we need more of, folks. We need more family members to keep this station on the air, to keep all this news and information and good music, which is coming up later on today.
It's time for you to join our family. How do we do that, Pear?
Well, you can come on down and see us. We get kind of lonely down here. No, we don't. We go. Crowd of happy people down here taking your names and giving you the information.
And
you
where
need.
Are we, Pear?
We are at 20 Southeast 8th.
This has been an incredible morning because of people just like you out there calling 877-500-5266. easy to write it down. We'll say it slowly once again. It's 877-500-5266. But why write it down when you can tap that right into your phone right now? Call that number, 877-500-5266. Make it happen for you, for your family, for your friends, for your whole community. You know that you need this kind of information. This has just happened. Nobody else is going to tell you about the fact that if we don't get down to City Hall on Wednesday, we could lose the Washington Park Reservoir. I'm not kidding. We got a phone call this morning. That's why we call it news, because we didn't know it was going to happen. We can't promo that. It just came in because of people just like you calling 877-500-5266. You can go online. That's KBOO.FM, where you can become a member right now. Push that button. Have a look at all the amazing, terrific programming that is coming up today, tomorrow, and every day. 365 days a year. That's a big number. But an even bigger and better number is 877-500-5266. Call that number right now. Keep this kind of programming on the air. Locus Focus is coming up. Wow, what an amazing program. Barbara Bernstein, the best.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, located at 2809 Northeast Sandy, a neighborhood sports bar serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lunch was provided by Dots Cafe, located at 2521 Southeast Clinton Street, serving food and drinks to the Southeast Clinton neighborhood since 1991, including vegan